Drunk drivers kill. And U.S. officials have launched a media campaign and enforcement crackdown to do something about it. Abuse National Highway Safety Administrator Nicole Nason spoke recently about the campaign to safe driving advocates and law enforcement officials in Washington, D.C.
We really haven't made any gains in reducing drunk driving deaths over the past decade. We continue to lose more than 13,000 people every single year.
That is why U.S. officials and safe driving advocates are calling for wider use of proven technology, such as ignition interlock devices, to keep alcohol-impaired drivers off the road. Here's how they work. Once the devices are installed, drivers must first blow into them to start their vehicles.
So it's going to allow me to start the car now because I'm sober.
If the driver has been drinking, the car won't start, and a record is made of the attempt for authorities. Chuck Hurley is with Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Again, the main reason why drunk drivers continue to drink and drive is because they can, and interlocks hold great promise to stop that.
In 2005, New Mexico became the first state to require ignition interlocks after a first offense.
New Mexico has experienced a 28% decline in alcohol-related crashes in 3 years. It's not magic.
The threat of arrest and punishment has long been the primary tactic against drunk drivers.
Sir, you've been drinking tonight.
Now, federal officials are counting on the wider use of these ignition interlock devices to keep those who drink off the road. Paul Sisko, VOA News.
There's no way to hide it. If you drive drunk, we will find you. Cops everywhere are stepping up enforcement and cracking down like never before.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
Sir, have you been drinking this evening?
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
Make no mistake. You will get caught, and you will be arrested. Over the limit, under arrest.